Keep your Sundays holy. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11 and Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 to 14. Today's verses come from Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11 and Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 to 14. These words are from Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Now let's read words from Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 13 to 14. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land, and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. In 1987, I went to all areas in the USA on a tour for a month and arrived in Hawaii. The tour guide told us on a bus that a special product of Hawaii is natural coral, but he told us that there are many fake ones. He also added, if you want to buy the real natural corals, there is a jewelry shop below where you are staying. If you go there and you will see a shop owner who reads the Bible whenever there is no customer. If you go there, you won't see the fake ones. But on Sunday, that shop is closed, so you cannot buy it on Sundays. I remembered what the tour guide told us, and on Wednesday, there was nowhere to go to have a worship service, so I went downstairs to that shop. The shop owner was reading the Bible. I asked her, I am a church pastor, is there a place where I can have a worship service on Wednesday? She introduced me about her church and told me this, my church have Wednesday worship services, early morning prayer meetings and late night prayer meetings too. She even asked me to preach at her church on that night. This was her testimony. She was born in Gwangju and her family was too poor, so she got trained to be a nurse for 6 months, and went to Germany to work as a nurse. From there she moved to Japan, and ran her own business but failed, so she went over to the USA. Over there she could not settle down again and finally moved to Hawaii. Since she was young, she was a Christian and strictly kept her Sundays holy. In Hawaii she started her own jewelry business. As Hawaii is a tourist place, the biggest amount of sales is made on Sundays. The problem was whether she keeps her Sundays holy or not. She prayed to God, God, I cannot do a lot about the circumstances. I cannot help it. I thought I would earn money and do mission work, and be committed in the ministry work, but I cannot do much about the working conditions here. As she prayed like that, she felt something is telling her in her heart, as if God was speaking to her in his voice. My dear daughter, you abandoned God. If you earn money, where would you spend that money on? So from the first week, she closed her shop on Sundays. But the other shops got angry, saying that their businesses also have some negative impacts by her business closing it on Sundays. The issue was not that she could only close her shop. So it was not easy for her, so as she prayed to God again, she felt God saying to her, dear my daughter, you abandoned God, where would you spend that money you earned? She felt the same feeling again as she felt before. She was crying out, saying, I have decided that if even I cannot make profits, I would still keep my Sundays holy, but the other shop owners ran towards me asking to give up my shop. They said that because of me they cannot run their business properly. So she pleaded, please give me 6 months' time, if I make less profits in total than your profits, even I close the shop on Sundays, then I would voluntarily close my business down. She made this promise and closed the shop on Sundays. And she ran the business in a most honest way. Other jewelry shop mixed the fake corals and sold the unreal ones as real ones. But in her shop she honestly sold the real ones. The economy was quite good at that time. The good words of mouth got spread out and more people became her customers. People knew that this shop closed on Sundays, so on Saturdays a lot of people came to her shop on Saturdays. 6 months after, out of all the shops in Hawaii, her shop had made the third largest amount of sales. Other business owners got deeply moved by this. One by one, more people got to believe in God and they started to have faith. They began treating their Sundays holy and closed their shops on Sundays. They started to get closer to God. That's right. A thing like this is not an easy thing, but when we start this with faith, we get to experience that God is with us. In the Bible, it says, "Therefore the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that your house and your father's house would minister before me forever, but now the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honor me I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained." This is what the 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30 says. I like this Bible verse. Whatever decision I make, I try to make decisions with the mind that thinks about God first. If the decision I make is the one that does not honor God, then how unlucky would this turn out to be? In contrast, if the decision has been made to honor God, then God will take care of it. God is alive, He is almighty, whatever the circumstances like, and we need to live by honoring God. One thing out of all that honors God is keeping the Sundays holy. If we have the heart that wants to honor God, then we need to have the faith that keeps our Sundays holy. What is the reason in keeping our Sundays holy? Firstly, Sunday is the day that we confess about the faith of creation. Let's have a look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 10. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. God created everything in the entire universe for 6 days. And He chose the next day as Sunday, the Lord's Day. The day Sunday is the day that we confess that it is God that created all things, and it is the day that we give all the glory to God. It is God that created me. It is to confess that it was God's ability that created all things, and it is to proclaim His goodness and holiness. Also, the Sunday is the day that we confess the faith of resurrection. This is the day that Jesus resurrected. The center of the Bible is the Lord. If we squeeze the Bible out and squeeze the Bible out again, Jesus would be the one that gets left out. The meaning of the Lord's Day is it is the day of the Lord. In Christianity, we have the worship service on this day, as this was the day that Jesus was resurrected. The early church was like that. They gathered on the first day after the rest. This tradition had been started from the apostles at first. This is to give thanks to the Lord for giving us the eternal life through the cross, and this is to give glory of resurrection to God. Coming to church on Sundays and having worship services is confessing the faith of resurrection. The centers of Christianity are the cross and the resurrection. It is praising the resurrection of the Lord and giving thanks for it. Thirdly, this is the day that we confess the faith of rest. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, it says, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but He rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." God rested after creating everything for 6 days. Keeping the Sunday holy is getting rest. Rest literally means having a rest. There is grace as our spirit and body get rest together on Sunday. Keeping the Sunday holy is experiencing the rest of the heaven. As we keep our Sundays holy till the time we get to go to the heaven, we get to experience the world of rest that eternal God has made. Then how should we spend the Sunday? We need to keep it holy. Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, it says, For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Keeping it holy means that Sunday is a different day from any other days. It is the same as treat the Sundays differently from any other days. Holy means distinguished, differentiated and different. It tells us to treat Sunday differently. In Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 to 14, God tells us about the ways to spend the Sundays, if you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable. If you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord. I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land, and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. In these passages, there are words that God told us about Sundays that we need to pay close attention to. Firstly, he called Sunday as my holy day. The Lord's day is not the day of the humans, but it is the day of God. Secondly, he called Sunday as the day of joy. As this day is the day that we give worship to God, so it is a day of joy. It means that we should not have any other thing that we feel joy other than worshiping God. Worship needs to be the most joyful thing of God and of people. Thirdly, he called Sunday as the honorable day. Why is it honorable? It is because it is a day that we worship God. It is because it is the day that God rested. God called this day as God's day, and told us to call it honorable. God told us to treat this day with honor. Then how should this be treated differently and holy? From deep within our minds, we need to think that the Lord's day is God's day. We should not go to the places where we get to sin. We need to refrain from the things that amuse us more than we need. With God-fearing minds, words and deeds, we need to spend this day differently. We need to restrict ourselves from having the things for our physical, bodily desires. We need to have minds that long to get closer to God. In the Bible, it says in Psalms chapter 84, verse 10, "Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." With our own confession of faith, with longing minds to get closer to God, we need to give glory to God. We need to be well prepared and keep it holy. Our new culture has developed well these days, so there are a lot of things are happening. But with God-fearing minds and spirit, we need to prepare to have our Sundays. For example, if there is a wedding that you must go to, then you can go there early and send greetings. So you need to make others aware that you're the one that go to the church every Sunday. You need to make others aware of this. You need to prepare for the worship service with the minds and prepare the worship service with prayers. You need to prepare for the offerings in advance too. At least 10 minutes before the worship service starts, you need to have the attitude to arrive at the church and prepare for the worship service with the prayer. When we prepare to have the worship service like this, we can have the worship service with joy and thankfulness. We need to change the day that we meet others too. We need to give our best in the works that honor and serve God well. When we have that attitude, our God gets glorified. He blesses us. God told us to keep our Sundays holy like this. But what does our reality of today look like? Sundays that we need to keep holy with all our souls have changed a lot. People are saying that they cannot do anything because of Sunday. We need to know how sad God would be by this. We need to keep our Sundays holy with everything we have, our lives even. Do not say that world is like that. We can make our own ways. Then God would be pleased. That joy will be returned to me, to us as blessings. This is what happened in the U.S. long time ago. The people that lived in the East Side left for the West, to find the gold mines. But these people tried to get there earlier than others and get more gold, they got on their way on horses. Without any rest, the horses and the people kept making their way to the west. On the way there, people and the horses, before they made it to their final destination, they lost their lives. But the people on their mission, on their way to the west, to spread the good news, they kept their Sundays holy, and worshipped God. Whenever it was Sunday, horses and the people all rested. They sang hymns of praising God and worshipped Him. These people got to the west earlier than others and they became the main leaders of the wasteland of the west. These people received the blessings of God. Have a look at the results of the people that regarded Sunday as precious. Let's read Isaiah chapter 58, verse 14. It says, "Then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land, and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob." The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Whatever it is, you reap what you sow. The person that keeps the Sundays holy and loves God receives love of God. Sunday is the day that we worship God and praise Him. It is the day that we evangelize, serve others and work for Him. If we keep our Sundays holy, we get blessings. He told us in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 14, "Then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land, and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob." The mouth of the Lord has spoken. The joy that he talks about here means noble, refined and elegant. In front of this word, there is this phrase, "in the Lord." Noble, refined, elegant in the Lord means, we get to experience the spiritual refined work that we cannot get through others. It means there is grace of God that only He allows me to have. Try to have the Sunday that is well prepared with mind, body, offering and time. You will get to experience the spiritual joy that others cannot experience. You will get to experience the grace of God that personally whispers to you. In the middle part of verse 14, he told us this, "I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land." The heights of land mean blessings. It is promotion. It is doing well on the land. It talks about being ahead, not the tail. It talks about getting ahead of others. It talks about being a person that gets honored, respected from others. If we have the faith that keeps the Sundays holy, you will be respected in your homes and you will get respect from your children. Your offsprings, wherever they go, they will be honored, they will be the people that impact and influence many others. To people that keep their Sundays holy, God gives blessings and make them to be honored. Also, He told us to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. Feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob means you will be a person that receives blessings like Jacob. What kind of person was Jacob? When he had a fight with his brother, as he left his home, he was all empty-handed. Without telling anyone, he fled at night. But in 20 years, when he was coming back home, he came back as a really rich man. There were four kinds of blessings that Jacob had. Firstly, it was a blessing of financial resources. When he was leaving home, he hardly had anything on his hand. But when he was coming back, he was blessed enough to share with others. Secondly, it was a blessing of having a long life. Do you know how long Jacob lived? Jacob lived for 147 years. When we think about the time that he was fleeing away from his older brother Esau, we really lived for a long time. Thirdly, it was a blessing of his children. From Jacob, there were 12 sons and one daughter. These 12 sons later became the foundational stones of the 12 branch tribes of Israel. Fourthly, it was a spiritual blessing. Through Jacob, a nation called Israel was established. If we think about it in a spiritual way, it is a huge blessing. It is a promise of God that He would give people these blessings to the ones that keep the Sunday holy these days, too. Does not matter what the world is like, we need to keep walking on our ways, that we need to travel on that we think is right, as Christians. Our children, too, We certainly need to educate them so that they keep their Sundays holy, since they are young. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Sunday is a blessed day. God gives blessings to those who keep their Sundays holy. God gives grace so that the spirit and the body are well. Sunday is a holy day. It is a distinguished day. It is God's day, which is different from any other days. It is not my day, but it is God's day. We need to keep our Sundays holy. This is the key to receive grace and the blessings from God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.